This is Ken Coleman speaking. We present for you another complete game from the Miley Collection. We hope that you enjoy.
How do you feel physically? How many more years do you think you can play? How many years do you want to play baseball in the major league?
Well, Nettie, I am very funny person because I think that I would like to play as long as I can help a ball club. And sometimes, like year before last, I played with a very bad left shoulder, and it was very, very tough for me. I don't want to play like that because I hurt myself, and I hurt also the fans, and I hurt the pitcher organization. So I would like to play until I reach 3,000 hits. I tell you the truth. I think that that is something that not too many fellows accomplished in the past, and not too many fellows are going to accomplish in the future either. Mm-hmm. So I would say I would like to play until I reach the 3,000 hits.
Well, you're going to manage this year in San Juan in the Winter League. Would you like to continue in baseball in that category in the future?
Well, I managed one time in Puerto Rico, and this is the second time that I'm going to manage down there. I will be managing San Juan Baseball Club in San Juan. I would like to stay in baseball in some capacity. Right now, I cannot tell you which capacity, but I would like to stay in baseball in some capacity because I love baseball too much, and it would be a completely love for myself just to stay away from baseball. I don't think I could never stay away. As long as I'm alive, I cannot stay away from baseball. Mm-hmm. So it might be that I might continue. Mm-hmm. Because I like to work with players, and I really enjoy to be in the ballpark.
Well, I know the ball players enjoy having you around. Yes. One guy in particular who was favorably impressed with you, meeting you for the first time personally this year, was Dave Justy. And I might mention, too, that your judgment of pitchers is pretty good. I think you made a recommendation on Justy, didn't you?
Mr. Joe Brown called me in the winter time, and he asked me what I thought about Justy, and I gave him my opinion, and he was going to sign him anyhow, but he called me and he asked me what I thought of Justy. He could help the ball club. Mm-hmm. So I gave him my opinion and I signed him. So we went to Kansas City, and I knew that we was weak in the bullpen for a while, and I recommend Orlando Pena, which I think he's really going to help this ball club because this fellow knows how to pitch, and this fellow is a tough competitor. So I would say that Peña also going to help this ball club.
Roberto, I wanted to thank you on behalf of Bob Prince and Gene Osborne, too, for the very warm and sincere gift you gave us of an autographed baseball. You're quite a deep sort of a person as far as emotion and warmth, and it's been my pleasure to know you for many years. And you told me one time you kind of had a philosophy on life. It was one of getting up and doing the best you can every day. And when you meet people, try and be as nice as you can to them. Did you suddenly come across that, or is that just a recent philosophy in life for you?
Well, nearly all my life, I come from a very, very sentimental family. And my mother, she's very, very religious. And all my life, I'm very, very close to my mother, and I would say that lots of times through playing baseball, I am a person, as a ball player probably, and as a human being, I am another person. I really love people, and all my life, I never have any problem with people outside the ballpark. Sometimes I have to say something to some of the writers because I feel that they are not right one, you know, sometimes, but I love people. I would say that I love all kind of people. So I said before, I never have any hate for any human being in my life, thanks to God. And I would say that I love everybody. So this is the way I always feel, and I think that I'm glad because I took after my mother.
Well, Roberto, we'll end it with that, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I know it's a joy to be here to wind up Forbes Field and see this great crowd, isn't it?
Oh, this is great, Nelly. This is a big emotion for me because this ballpark means a great deal to me because I spent here 16 years, almost half of my life. I spent here 16 years in this ballpark, and this ballpark been great to me right here, and the fans are being great for me here too. So it's like I was telling some of the fellows today, you've been married to your wife for 16 years, and so all of a sudden something happened, and you gotta be hurt about it. But It's like a newborn part. It's like you might find another wife or something like that. You have to wait and see. So now we got to wait and see how the other boy part is going to be good to me or not, like 4 feet with boys.
Well, I'm sure you'll be good to it. Roberto, nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Accept this $25 gift certificate from Terra Hall. We might eat and get into shape this summer with a Terra sports coat. Terra features a wide variety of the latest shapes and sports coats. You can see them at Henry B. Klein, 111 Fifth Avenue in McKeesport. That winds it up on our Dugout Show. Stay tuned for the second game of the Pirate doubleheader.